I'd like to begin my homily this morning with a somewhat provocative quote from the French philosopher Blaise Pascal. He once remarked, "All of humanity's problems," right there is a rather bold claim, he's about to diagnose the root of all of humanity's problems. He says, "All of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone." All of humanity's problems stem from man's inability to sit quietly in a room alone. I'd like to look at today's gospel in light of that proposal of Pascal. Last week, in the gospel just preceding this, we heard about how our Lord sent his apostles out to all the different towns and villages where they preached and they healed the sick. And today they're returning from their labors, and they come back to report to Jesus all that has transpired during their mission. And he says to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." Really fulfilling the first reading, the prophecy in which Jeremiah spoke for the Lord, saying, "I myself will gather my flock." And fulfilling the line in the psalm, "Beside restful waters he leads me," our Lord inviting his flock apart to rest a while in him. We learn from this something important about a kind of rhythm that should mark every Christian life. Certainly, we all have a mission. We all are sent out into the world, called to the new evangelization, which is so urgent in our day, to share the joy of the gospel with others. Our confirmation, in particular, gives us this grace to be apostles, witnesses, soldiers for Christ in the world. But we must not forget the need also to be drawn back to Christ, invited by him to come away to rest for a while. And if we live this fully, it becomes this kind of rhythm of life, like breathing out and breathing in, time and again. The Lord sending us out and then drawing us back to himself, and then sending us out once again, and then drawing us back once more. And I think probably the temptation in our day, if there's a temptation to neglect one or the other of these aspects of this rhythm of life, it's the temptation to neglect that coming away to a deserted place to rest. Because that seems to us like a waste of time. We live in a very kind of activist culture and world, very utilitarian minded, and we say to ourselves, what difference does that make if I come away with the Lord and rest? I need to be out working on his behalf, proclaiming the gospel. But the truth is that our active works on behalf of the Lord are made fruitful only by our first drawing life and grace from him in prayer. Because what happens in prayer is that we find, as St. Paul says in our second reading today, that he is our peace. In prayer, we find in the Lord peace for our restless hearts. And if we want to be instruments of that peace in the world, a world so much in turmoil and chaos, we can't give what we don't have. We have to find our peace in him so that we can then bring that gift of peace to others in the world. It's from a peaceful heart that then we can go out and share our faith, yes, with conviction, but also with gentleness and love. It takes great effort in our day just to get rid of the noise that constantly bombards us, that constant stimulation. But we have to make that effort to respond to that invitation to the Lord, come away to a deserted place and rest a while. Which for us probably means turning off the TV and the cell phone, maybe taking off that smartwatch for a little while, finding quiet, silence, peace. So let's, during this Holy Mass, ask ourselves, how this week will I respond to the invitation of the Lord? Come away by yourself to a deserted place and rest a while. Or another way to say it, how this week will I take some step to become a solution, a remedy to all of humanity's problems by sitting quietly in a room alone? St. Gerard Majella,
pray for us.